balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach, Mari Pizarro, and as seen on The Doctor Show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters. Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. We're here every Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., having a conversation on how to balance our spiritual, emotional, and nutritional well-beings. And this morning we have Kim Zampieri from Remax Legacy. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
I am Renee with InTouch Marketing, and I am happy to have Kim here today and proud that she's a full-time mom and realtor with RE/MAX. I know you sometimes you find realtors that dibble and dabble and they're in it part-time, but it's great that Kim is very dedicated with real estate. And if you ever meet her, she is so passionate and compassionate for the people she works with. But Kim, today I was driving here and noticing all the new construction sites popping up. It seems like the economy is doing better and maybe the real estate market.
The real estate market is doing very well in many places. And I think when you see the new construction, it's a good sign. When the builders are back in the game, so to speak, when they're risking the purchase of land and putting up properties and having the robust sales that they are enjoying, that is absolutely a good sign for real estate. I'm sure it has a lot to do with the economy overall, but it's a good sign because when things weren't so good, builders, they suffered. So, new construction is definitely a positive.
I definitely think it is a sign. So tell us a little bit about what the difference is of buying an existing home versus a new construction home.
When you buy an existing home, sometimes called resales, the house obviously has already been lived in. The choices have been made by the current owner. When you go to new construction, you're walking into a sales site most of the time, and there will be an agent there representing the builder. And people should understand that they can absolutely bring their own buyer agent, provided they do it before they walk through that door most of the time. There may be one or two builders that will make an exception to that, but not that often. So when you decide you want to look at new construction, it's still good to have an agent on your side. And you absolutely can walk in and take a look. There's differences in, what is expected of you than with resale.
I never knew you could have an agent when you're buying a new home. I always thought it was between a buyer and the builder now.
Well, in Pennsylvania, the rules are very clear. A person can absolutely hire an agent to represent their interests, and that does include new construction. The rules are a little different from builder to builder as to how they will cooperate with that agent, and that's the key. So if you, as a buyer, want to know that the agent walking through the door represents your interests and can guide you through that process and work together with the agent representing the builder, then you want to make sure they come with you the first time you go to that site.
I like that. I mean, I think that's fabulous. So what are the difference between buying a resale home versus new construction? What are the risks of
Well, with new construction, you have usually a base price of a home that's advertised. Mm-hmm. And if you want any of the upgrades, you often pay for those separately or up front. Depends. Again, that also depends on the builder. You want to get that straight depending on where you are. So you start with that, and then you work your way up based on the amenities you choose, based on the finishes that you choose or the lot that you have chosen. Sometimes there's a lot premium, which is another word for more money for the better lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
I mean, there are better lots in most sites, so, they come with a premium. So those things are important to know. The structure by which, the that the contract is written, you're going to want to take a look at that, because most of the time the builders have their own agreement of sale versus what we call the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors agreement of sale, which most agents use when they're talking about resale. So those things are important to educate yourself on, and you do that by going through it with your agent and asking to see those things and walking through sample homes if they have them, and talking to the agent that's sitting there representing the builder.
And a real estate agent, they know what to look for in the contract versus maybe a regular buyer.
Well, they have
not.
To be careful, because they can't act as an attorney. The builder's attorney wrote that contract, and more than likely you're going to advise your client, if they have any questions about it, to have an attorney look at it for them as well. Doesn't necessarily mean the builder's going to be willing to make changes, but then you don't know if you don't ask. But you still want to look over it with your client and say, hey, look, if you have any concerns about these things, you know, I suggest you get the advice of an attorney, or, you know, this has been my experience, you know, with this particular contract or not.
Yeah, and I guess when you're buying a new home, it's like you're saying, it's kind of all a la carte, isn't it?
Usually.
Yeah.
The exception would be sometimes builders have what they call spec homes, which are homes built on speculation. The builder obviously knows what their best-selling features are, and they will put together that house either as a sample that they then turn over for sale, or just to put up and have sold quickly for people who really prefer to go in and see something complete. And then you can buy it, and you'll know the price right then and there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have a few friends that have bought new construction, and within a year or two, they're wanting to repaint. The carpeting has been poor quality. So I think there's a lot to know before you go into a new constructed home.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why, if you have a buyer agent, you want them with you, because, you know, it's very easy to be overwhelmed with the amount of information that you receive and the decisions that you have to make. And a lot of times people have made those choices about a lower grade carpet or flooring or paint because it fits into their budget.
True.
You just want to be reminded, and your agent should be there too, to say, well, okay, you know, I understand, but keep in mind that you can upgrade, and here's the fee.
Yeah. Look at the fees. Make sure you look at the fees. And also, I guess some people think they're getting the sample home, and then quality of the sample home, and then really.
Well, think of it, though. The builder has a job of selling that product. They're going to put the best of what they do into the sample home and hope that you like as many of those things that you see there so that they can sell it to you. I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just something you want to keep in mind. And you can go in and ask the agent sitting there, if I bought this house, what would the price be? Now you know.
Now you know. Absolutely. Right. So what else can you tell us about new construction? Do you recommend it?
Well, oftentimes you need the ability to move, you know, to have a little flexibility in your settlement time.
Okay.
You know, a lot of things affect the builder's timeline when it comes to delivering the property, and they don't have anything to do with it. Weather is one of them. You know, there could be delays in shipping of their product, and that will be in their contract. Most of the time it will spell that out for you, you know. And so if you have to move in quickly, it's not always a good option unless you're able to buy that, what we call spec home or quick delivery. That's another term for the same thing. They can deliver the home very quickly. That's the difference between new construction and resale. With resale, generally, the purchase of an existing home, there is a negotiation over the time period, 45, 60, 70 days before you go to settlement. Seller knows when they're leaving. Buyer knows when they're coming in. With new construction, you need more flexibility when you're the buyer.
Okay, that makes sense. And I guess it depends on someone's lifestyle, you know, and their taste. Do they want a whole lot of ground to take care of? Do they want a home with character versus maybe more of a cookie cutter style?
Right.
So I guess as an agent, you have to match those needs and wants and lifestyle with the home. And that may be new construction.
It may be, because oftentimes people will tell you what they don't want. But then when they compare it to what they think they want, they, in fact, want that. And the way that you find out is you visit those places and you pay attention to not only what is said about what a person wants, but their reaction to the property when they're there. I think it'll become obvious to people whether or not they really want the new construction or whether they want to go into an existing home based on the way it makes them feel. And that's one of the things about new construction that people really like. It's like when you buy a brand new car, no one else got to drive it. Nobody else put any mileage on it. It's yours. You picked everything and it has that new house smell.
Yeah.
And that there's something really nice about that.
Can't you just buy an air freshener or a candle for that?
I don't know. I don't think it works that way with
a
house.
No, shoot. I think too, like I, you know, I thought I always wanted a new home, but making all the choices of what flooring and what countertops, that can be overwhelming for some.
I think that you should definitely rely on your agent and definitely involve the agent sitting there for the builder about resale. If you assume that you're going to move in the average time period, 7 to 10 years, or not, you know, maybe even 20 years, look at the finishes in a way where, like, what's going to stand the test of time? What is trendy, but what is really, like, you know,
classic or traditional?
And make some smart choices, because you can have a modern home with a lot of the finishes that can be easily changed. But if you make structural changes, if you make big time choices without considering what it would take to sell your house in the future, you could regret that. And I think that's one of the things your agent should share with you. It doesn't mean that they should talk you into buying a house they like. I mean, one of the reasons people buy new construction is because it speaks to them. This is me. This is all about me. But if you really think there's any chance you're going to be moving, you need to think about resale because it matters.
That's true. That's true. I didn't think about it on the long term, because usually they are just focused on today. What do I want? And what do I think is going to be new? And they're not going to have any maintenance and things like that.
That's
so
right.
We all have our trade-offs and what works. So what do you recommend, Kim? How does someone start the process of
deciding? Sure. Well, I think number
deciding.
One. Number one, you want to figure out your budget. As always, you always want to make sure that you know how you're going to buy it. If new construction is something you want to consider, you definitely want to go with your agent to a few different sites that would be something that would work for you and get a very good idea of the costs involved and the upgrades that you would like. Figure out if you have the cash, how you would finance that, and the time. Make sure you have the time to wait to live somewhere while the house is being built. The best way to do it is just to get out there. But more than anything, before you start looking for a home, as enticing as it is, because so many things are online and I could go on and on about that, you definitely want to figure out how you're going to do it, because you're going to make an offer. I mean, no matter what, you have to put a deposit on the house and you have to make an offer, and the builder wants to know how you're going to do it. Just like in resale, the seller wants to know exactly how are you going to do what you say you're going to do. What is the level of certainty that I have that you can actually afford this home, so that when they take it off the market or they start to build it, it's going to happen.
Oh, boy, it is going to happen, too. Okay. Yeah. So what are the benefits of buying a resale home, an existing home?
Well, a lot of people feel that when they buy a home that's already been built, you know, some of the kinks have been worked out depending on the age. If you go into really older homes, like, you know, 75, 80, 100, even more, you know, I've sold a old school house that was 212 years old. They have different things that have gone on. I mean, the construction might be great in some ways, but not so great in some other ways, you know, room sizes, closets, things like that might need some changes, some major changes. But a lot of people like resale because it's there. It's, you know, the complete package, and they still would like to make changes, and they know what to expect. They like a...
I think there's less unknowns when you're buying a resale home, too.
True.
Yeah, you already know their neighbors, what's established, if anything else is still going to be built there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we bought our home, and I love that it already had the mature landscaping. But then I didn't realize, oh, this is a 35-year-old home, and things started to need to be replaced and things like that. But I still did love the character and the settings, and I already knew the neighborhood kind of thing. So I guess it really is up to the individual.
It is, but the thing is, everything has a lifespan, all right?
True.
So when systems in your house, your heater, your roof, your air conditioner, your appliances, they have a lifespan. And when you look at a home, one of the things you want to consider is, have they ever been upgraded? How recently? No, never. Yes, they have, you know, that kind of thing. In making your decision about whether or not it's a good buy for you and whether or not it's worth the investment for you to do those things. Because a lot of times the answer is yes, for the reasons that you stated. You like the location. You like the style of the home. You want to be in that community. A house is still in need of maintenance and upkeep and repair. So even if you buy new construction because you think you'll never have to do that, at some point in time you will. You still have to clean the gutters. You still have to maintain the landscaping.
No, that's not all done. You still
have to. You may be able to buy a bit more time before you have to do it.
Yeah.
But the house needs maintenance and care.
That's true, whether it's new or it's resale.
That's right. You have, if you drive a car, you have to change the oil. You must get it inspected.
Oh, no. That's the husband's department. Oh, okay.
And when you have a house, you have to change the filters and you have to inspect the roof.
And the heater. And...
Right. But it may, you know, this is keeping your investment.
True.
Healthy.
That's true. That's a really good statement. I think sometimes too, we all get into that home and we all have that aha moment and we forget that, oh, that's right. We fall in love with the home and we forget that, yes, we do have to look at the roof and the gutters and the heater and things like that. But I think that's why you do what you do, because you love that aha moment.
Oh, I love it.
Right. Yeah.
And you can see it even when people don't know it themselves, but you can tell when they
get the Google eyes.
Well, they can, you can just tell by the way the conversation goes usually. I mean, every now and then somebody, you know, fool you on that, but you can see that they're comfortable and can envision themselves living there. And that's important. I mean, because you are going to live there. It's, you know, it's the roof over your head. Obviously, you want to make sure that you're comfortable. But
that's true. When you can see yourself or you and your family there, then you know that's your aha moment.
Right. Right.
And I think we all remember that. It's almost like falling in love. I remember walking through, I seen 2-3 rooms, and once I turned a corner, I was done. I knew it was, you know.
The right house for you.
It was the right house. So yeah.
That happens with new construction, too. People just drive in and the newness of it.
Yeah.
You know, the fresh feeling, the being able to choose every thing.
Detail.
Every detail is enticing. And they plunk down the deposit right away. That's the lot I want. That's the view that I want to have. That's the sunset that I want to see off my back balcony or porch or deck. And there you go.
It's a very emotional time. It's a very emotional purchase at times. Yeah.
Even when people tell you it isn't, it usually is.
Yeah.
It's just a guarded position because, you know, it's sales too. I mean, the truth is it is sales and people can sometimes be guarded, but it's your home. It's not a widget. So you need to have an agent that understands what your needs are, why you like what you like, whether or not new will work for you.
So now all this new construction is popping up, but how is the resale market? Are many homes on the market today? Is it a buyer's market, a seller's market?
Well, as is always said, it's all about the location. In many places, it is definitely a seller's market right now, depending on the condition of the home and the proper pricing and all the other things that go into selling real estate. And some locations, you know, unfortunately haven't bounced back as quickly, but sales are definitely strong, even compared to last year. I mean, we're in really good shape. And if
it's
you
a
have,
good time to sell.
Oh, it's a great time to sell right now. Especially if you really do your homework and you prepare your property. Buyers will reward you for a properly prepared property. What I mean by that is, you know, it's clean, it's staged, it's you've removed a lot of the very personal things about it. Like, not everybody likes an orange living room. Not everybody wants a purple kitchen. You know, kind of look for the neutrals in in your decor, so that somebody can do what I just said, which is walk in and envision themselves and their sofa matching and their bedding going with the colors of the room, or if it's a clean slate and just plain colors, that they can actually personalize it and make it their own.
Yeah. I laugh because the first home we bought, we called it the Sherbert House because every different room was a different. We had lime sherbet. We had creamsicle. But even the ceilings were painted that way. So I definitely believe in painting everything neutral and letting somebody else use that as their canvas or starting point.
Right.
But anyway.
And wallpaper.
Oh,
wallpaper,
yes.
Wallpaper. No wallpaper.
I was going to say, is wallpaper back in or not?
You know what? There are always some designer styles that'll be beautiful. And if you have a house professionally decorated, I'm sure there's exceptions to the rule. But if your wallpaper is of a style that's from 20 years ago or 30 years ago, chances are it's going to have a negative effect on the showings that you have.
The perception of the home. Yeah, they don't use that too much on HGTV. If they use it, it's just like one accent wall. And you know, everything you see on there is true. So,
yes.
And you can refinish that home in a half hour. So that's not going to be a problem if you buy a resale home.
Right.
So what other tips and tricks can you give us? When, you know, it's a spring market, it's busy. I guess the mortgage rates are doing well.
Mortgage rates are still very good. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times if you really look at what you can buy a beautiful townhome for, or what we would call a starter home, maybe a smaller single family home, less than 2,100 square feet or less than 2,000 square feet, something like that, you may find that with a very reasonable mortgage, meaning like, you know, low down payment, if you haven't saved a lot, or even if you have, that your payment might be very close to what you're paying to rent. You know, so you could absolutely own a home. And that's part of the preparation for getting out there to buy, is sit down and figure out your finances, sit down with a mortgage representative and see what you can qualify for and what is a good fit for you, and then get out there, because there's a lot of beautiful homes on the market, and you could absolutely be a homeowner.
I think that's great with people that are thinking of buying a home or thinking that, oh, I don't even know if I can afford it. I think it's good to just sit with an agent, weigh the options of the rent and how much you're paying, and how much you could be paying towards a mortgage, and just get some things down on paper to see if that is a possibility, because it very well may be.
And if it turns out that renting is the best thing for your lifestyle, it's good to figure that out too. Maybe you want a long range plan. You should be working with an agent who will help you to figure that out. You know, sit down with your mortgage rep and figure out what it's going to take a year, 2 years from now, for you to either clear up credit issues, save money. If you have a place that you know you want to be and you figure out what the cost is to live there, you can absolutely have a plan put in place so that you can get there.
So is the starter market strong? Like, is there a lot of inventory?
There's not enough inventory, depending on where you are.
Okay.
In certain key areas, the housing is, I mean, we could just use a lot more listings. And in some other areas, it's still a little bit saturated. But again, that's getting, you know, people start to differentiate between, you know, what's worth the money and what isn't. And what I mean by that is, if you are selling your house in a market where there's a lot of competition, you have to do something to stand out from the crowd. Mm-hmm. Prepare your house, get it, you know, ready for showings, looks
declutter.
Beautiful, declutter, and price it appropriately. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you know what houses have sold for recently, and really, you know, try to look at it from a buyer's perspective. You know, everybody believes they have the nicest house on the block, and sometimes it's true, but not always. And even if they do, the market will only bear what it will bear for your given location. So you really want to make sure that you understand.
I know. I would think staging's a big part of it. You know, even if the realtor brings in a stager, and yes, it's a little bit more investment, but you are going to get your money out of it. That curb appeal, that the home appeal.
Well, with people watching HGTV on a 24-hour cycle, they have a certain expectation of what the house
That's
is going to look like.
That's
and
true.
If you realize that that is your most likely buyer, then why wouldn't you prepare your property to, you know, entice that buyer.
Mm-hmm.
They have an expectation, and you provide it. Guess what? You'll probably be the person to sell their house on that block.
Yeah.
If you take a look at, and you can sit down with your agent and do that, I'd be happy to show it to people all the time. Those homes that were properly prepared for the marketplace, that were beautiful to show, that were neat, clean, and decluttered, and really made you feel welcome when you walked in the door, not sterile, welcomed when you walk mm-hmm. in the door, and look at the pricing and how closely it's sold to the asking price versus those homes that did none of those things, mm-hmm. I think it would make it pretty clear to the average seller what they need to do. If they're mm-hmm. unwilling, unfortunately, it will probably affect their bottom line.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you're right. HGTV can give people the wrong perceptions. Yes, they can't remodel their home in a half hour, but it does give a positive perception of your home does need to look clean and sharp before mm-hmm. it goes.
Oh, there's pluses to
the market.
It. Yeah, there's absolutely
definitely.
Pluses to it.
Awareness.
Because, yes, it does. I mean, mm-hmm. it's definitely, I think, enlightens people about, you know, buyer expectation.
Absolutely. So what is your service area, Kim? Where do you go?
Well, I work in the five counties surrounding Philadelphia. I really focus on Montgomery County and the Bluebell Plymouth Meeting area and parts of Philadelphia, depending on the location. I mean, it's a very big city.
It is a big city.
But
now, being from Philadelphia, you're very familiar and aware and very knowledgeable about the market.
Sure, absolutely. I can picture it street by street sometimes. there, but yes, mostly Montgomery, Bucks, you know, Delaware County, some parts of Chester. Not all of it. Just because you can sell and your license is in Pennsylvania doesn't mean that you should sell everywhere. You want to familiarize yourself with the area and have a certain level of knowledge. But yes, I'm happy to take people where they need to go, especially speaking of new construction, mm-hmm. when they're looking for a particular price point or style or size of lots, you have to go a pretty good distance sometimes to find the right new development for someone.
Yeah.
And you should do that. You should actually get in your car with the buyer and investigate all those areas and actually figure out, is this too far? You know, can you travel this distance? Will this work with your commute time to school, to work, whatever it might be? And
to the shopping areas,
to the shopping areas,
the top priority. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, yes, the schools,
to all those things. Yeah,
yeah, it's mm-hmm. true. And different new construction. Some do not have any land practically with the homes, and mm-hmm. some have larger lots. So,
right.
like you said, you may have to drive a little bit further to get what you want. So,
right. it depends on how much you want to care for the outside, and that's to each his own.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So, Kim, how can we get in touch with you if we're a first-time buyer or transitioning into another home?
You can reach me directly on my cell phone. The number is 215-280-7752. Or you can reach me by email at kim@kimzrealestate.com.
And she has a great Facebook page, by the way, so make sure you look there for homeowner tips and money saving homeowner tips and things. Thank you for joining us today on Balanced Life, because a balanced life does matter. I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Thank you.
Be my home, be my song, Jesus.
Balancing life is our biggest challenge, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Here on WFYL, we address a balanced life every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We have great guests such as the number one best-selling author and health coach Mari Pizarro, and as seen on the doctor's show, Dawn Cotillo from Be Balanced Centers, and many, many more. I'm the host of Balanced Life, Renee Gable. Please listen every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., because a balanced life matters.
Are you tired of being bombarded with confusing nutritional information? Are you tired of diets that don't work? Or maybe you're just tired of being tired? Well, I am here to help. I am Mari Pizarro, your detox mentor, and I have a gift for you. Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, and there you will find a link for a free consultation, a menu makeover. What do you have to do? Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, fill out the form, make the appointment, and have a call with me. streamlinedhealth.com.
Good morning. Happy Saturday morning. I'm Renee, the host of Balanced Life. I am here today with Mari Pizarro, from Streamlined Health. She's an expert in women's health, a certified master transformational coach, and a board certified and accredited member of the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. That's a lot to say. Good morning, Mari.
Good morning, Renee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I don't know if anyone is familiar with Mari Carmen, but she's a number one bestseller of her book called Gone in a Flash. And she's also, we're lucky enough to have her the first Saturday of every month at 8 a.m. So welcome. Today,
thank you.
Today we want to continue our talks on detoxification. What is it and how does it benefit us? Sounds like a mystery word to me.
Yeah, and I've been having so much fun talking about it in the, you know, in the previous Saturdays, previous months. But you know what's my obsession this month?
What is your obsession?
My obsession is with debunking some healthy foods that are really not that healthy for us.
You had mentioned gluten-free products when we had talked about the grocery aisle, and you said they are not that healthy. So I was very surprised.
Well, so, yeah, and I'm not going to go into gluten right now, but let me tell you what's gluten-free. An apple is gluten-free.
Oh, it's not labeled as such.
It's gluten-free. The gluten-free aisle is definitely meant to be avoided. These products are highly processed. Yes, they do not have gluten. And if you're gluten sensitive or if you have celiac disease, maybe you know, if you want to treat. But what's happening, marketing is just amazing, as you probably know.
A little bit.
And the media has led us to believe that the gluten-free aisle is healthy. But that's more trendy, right? That's more fashionable. There's a lot of people that still are not that excited about gluten-free. And as I said, an apple is gluten-free, salads are gluten-free, chicken is gluten-free, by the way. You know, it doesn't have to be vegetarian necessarily. But you know what? Something that has been portrayed as healthy for a lot longer than gluten is some of the breakfast foods. And that's what I want to talk about today more. Because it's easier for me when I say, oh, don't go to the gluten-free aisle. Those are full of sugar and processed. But the healthy breakfast that we were taught since very little were healthy for us is hard. I get more resistance on that. So one of the healthy foods I would love everybody to stop eating right now is your breakfast, your whole grain breakfast cereal. And I'm going to go in detail.
Whole grain now? Oh, my goodness.
The whole grain breakfast cereal.
Okay.
Did you know that the majority of the breakfast cereals in the supermarket are actually harmful for your health?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
This isn't good.
Even most of those labeled as whole grain, high fiber, low fat, or gluten-free. Honestly, anything that has any health claim in the label, I just look for the ingredients. I want you all to get curious. And, but let me tell you why. The majority of these cereals contain offensive, and you know how I feel about this. They're offensive amounts of sugar. I have been taking the grams of sugar and comparing them with like a Snickers or Kit Kat, Hershey bar, and there's no difference. Mm. Take, for example, one that really has been the culprit of health problems for, I would say, 50% of my so-called healthy clients. Mm-hmm. Is Raisin Bran cereal. That's the one I'm going to, you know, I think that's the worst offender. And it is a combination of what we are led to believe. That I think that's the strongest part. Mm-hmm. We really think Raisin Bran, it's actually not even that sweet. I mean, only adults eat, not even children, because it's too healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about it. In reality, the Raisin Bran cereal that we see, the brand one and the non-brand, is composed of whole grain flakes and raisins, both of which are sweetened with a whopping 18 grams of sugar. And keep in mind, that might not mean anything. 1 teaspoonful of sugar is 4 grams.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So it's 4.5 would you put that in your, and that's one serving. And we all know those servings are ridiculous. What is it, like half a cup?
Ridiculously small.
Like nobody, you put it, yeah. And if you measure, we're probably having three of those.
Oh my goodness.
So, and that's where I want to create, and that's why I'm obsessed with it. Can you tell?
Well, no, that's good to have passion. I mean, you're helping people and educating people. I think it's sad that that all these foods can make these health claims. And as parents, we think we're making the best choices for our
exactly.
children, and we're not.
It's about being educated and really questioning the meat, you know, the commercials we see on TV, for example, and it's okay. It has 18 grams of sugar, and maybe a fruit is very high in sugar also, but this sugar, these flakes themselves, they have at least two forms of very unhealthy sugars. This is not the raw sugar that is not necessarily good for you, but it's not the unhealthy one. These are high fructose corn syrup, things that are going to elevate our blood sugar levels and then cause the crash that in many of us, especially women over a certain age, we tend to think, oh, I'm more hormonal, or I have these cravings because I'm 45. I hear that a lot. No, you're eating food that is triggering a chemical reaction in your body where you have the high in sugar and then you have the low. And when you have the low, you literally, physically, you have a crash. And we can go into all of the scientific detail in another show, which is one of my passions also. But imagine doing this to children.
Yes. That's...
And honestly, we don't even give this cereal to children. We're giving tricks and other colorful things to our children, which have double the amount of sugar of this one, right?
I think it almost triggers addictions too. Like you're saying, it's making your body crave more of the bad stuff. So,
And the sad part really is that When I interview my clients, the first thing they say is that I don't know what's going on. I feel this way. I have mood swings, or my energy goes up and down. I can't stop my cravings, and I eat healthy. And they tell me, oh, that's why I'm using the old brand Raisin, and they have yogurt and a bagel and low fat this and low fat that. Stay away from those things. They're not, only whole foods are going to give you health. So, as I said, your body experiences a major increase in blood sugar regardless of what grain they're supposed to be. That whole grain, that's another very interesting definition. Nobody is monitoring what a whole grain is. You can put anything on the label as long as there's a small percentage of a whole grain in whatever you're marketing, right?
Right.
So you're creating this thing. And yeah, it has whole grain in it, but it really has no value when it is covered with the sugars and when it really is hard to digest, especially when you use the raisins that they're using that are also covered in chemicals to make sure they keep the moist level and to make sure they're sweet. They even add more sugar into these raisins. So these raisins have been in a bath of chemicals and then in a bath of sugar, not to mention that raisins are sweet enough to begin with, right? Regular, normal, clean raisins.
I always thought Raisin Bran was much healthier than Captain Crunch or all that. So that's really... that's disconcerting, actually.
But you said something very important, and a lot of my clients tell me that. But, oh, my God, I was eating Captain Crunch, and I changed to... Well, maybe it is a little bit less bad, but saying the word healthy in the same sentence, to me, it's not... No. No.
This
no.
is crazy.
It's not that it's healthier. It's almost like saying... oh, well, I was smoking, 10 cigarettes.
Yeah.
10 cigarettes a day, and now I'm smoking 5, so I'm healthier. Well, it's a way of, it's less bad. You're on the way to something better.
Come back, and we're going to get into this a little bit further here with Mari Pizarro at Streamlined Health. Please stay tuned.
Be my source, be my life.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7 Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Are you tired of being bombarded with confusing nutritional information? Are you tired of diets that don't work? Or maybe you're just tired of being tired? Well, I am here to help. I am Mari Pizarro, your detox mentor, and I have a gift for you. Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, and there you will find a link for a free consultation, a menu makeover. What do you have to do? Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, fill out the form, make the appointment, and have a call with me. streamlinedhealth.com.
Back with Mari Pizzotto from Streamlined Health, who's also the number one author of Gone in a Flash. Okay, Mari, we were in a heated discussion earlier because I thought Raisin Bran was good for my kids, and you're educating us very well here. So, sugar, tell us more.
So we already talked about the amount of sugar in one serving, and it is important to mention that a sudden increase in sugar in your blood will trigger your body to release fat storing hormones. And it's not necessarily that you're going to get automatically fat, right? But the fat storing hormones are such as insulin. Insulin will contribute to more cravings later on, period. It's a scientific fact. And it is really a very unhealthy, unhappy way to start the day. If you think about it, right? And then if you add milk to it, and you know how I feel about, we have to do a whole show on cow's milk.
I think so,
yeah,
on dairy.
My other passion.
Oh boy.
So it is also worth mentioning that when blood sugar increases really quickly, like with this amount of sugar, there's a process that is called glycation. It's glycation, glycation. And what that does is it accelerates the speed at which our body parts age, right? Body parts such as your joints, your skin, and your organs. And that happens, okay, so it's triggered. You eat the sugar, and in this case, the sugar that we're discussing today is old bran raisin cereal. You eat that one serving, which is probably a fourth of what I would put in a, yeah. I took the box and when I put one serving in the bowl, it was ridiculous. It was really, really small. One serving, according to what the box says, is one serving with 18 grams. So you eat that, blood sugar increases, insulin, which is a fat storing hormone, is released, and glycation occurs. Glycation will cause body parts to age more rapidly. So we age because we're aging, right? We're aging because every year it's another year in our life. But what I have discovered through my work is that the majority of the aging occurs due to toxic things that this type of processes that are occurring in our body. And I call that toxicity. I mean, having glycation occurs is oxidation. It's the opposite of, we all look for the antioxidant cream and antioxidant fruit, but then we're doing these things that it almost creates a new effect, if not worse, in the body. What I really want to bring home is, please think twice before digging into this so-called healthy breakfast. Be an informed buyer. Read the label. Learn, you know, how many grams in a teaspoonful and what is a serving. Just take the time. It will take you more time just a few times, mm-hmm. right? You do this maybe one time, two times, three times. By the fourth time, you always buy the same thing. We all mm-hmm. always more or less buy the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of taking the time and really understanding what is it that I'm putting into my body, which we have discussed in the past. This is not, our body was not created. We're amazing machines, right?
Yeah.
But we were not created. God never intended us to have this type of food. It was never in his plan. So, and I say that every time I talk about these things because it's almost like messing up with nature.
True.
Right? But it's so ingrained in us that these things are necessary for a healthy breakfast. And
as a health coach, do you educate people on how to read the labels?
Absolutely. That's
because yeah. if I see whole grain, again, it comes back to marketing. If I yeah. see those key words, less sugar, I believe it.
And yeah, and yeah.
I think it takes some education reading the labels. Do you walk people through the grocery store? Do you help?
Depending on the program, yes. I have mm-hmm. programs that are group programs that are more packaged.
Okay.
And we do have a class on that. And then I have my VIP, like one-on-one mm-hmm. Clients that they want, you know, they would be with me like 3 hours a week. And mm-hmm. we go to the supermarket and we do that. But you know what I'm thinking is to record it. I want to go, Whole Foods didn't allow me to do that. I want to have permission and go to a supermarket and record it so that everybody can see me in the supermarket with the brands that they love.
Yeah, I think that would be effective.
Just going how to understand labels. And when you see more than five ingredients, run for the hills. Run away.
Okay.
That's not meant for humans to digest. I mean, we do it because we're amazing machines again. But the toxicity goes everywhere and it shows up usually in the majority of my clients are, you know, over 35 mm-hmm. and they have joint pain and they have pre-arthritis and women have severe premenopause symptoms and migraines. And all of that goes away when we clean up our diet.
Do you have an offer for our audience?
Well, first of all, I did prepare something. And what I did for listeners of WFYL is I cleared my calendar for this month. And what I'm offering you is a free menu makeover consultation.
Uh-huh. I like that already.
Because I really want to just see what you're eating and say, hey, how about you swap these things for healthier alternatives that are not going to be more costly? They're going to be different. And I understand that there's some resistance, mm-hmm. but that's all. They're going to be different.
I like that. A food swap.
A food swap.
I
yeah.
like that.
And, so what I have, when you go to my website, www.streamlinedhealth, all together with ED, streamlinedhealth.com, when you go on the contact me tab, there's a form there that you fill out for a consultation.
Okay.
And in that form, we finished the form last night, actually. I am asking you, and it's actually a required field, to tell me what is it that you're eating all day. I need to see that to be able to give you good recommendations or say, hey, you're doing great. So it will be my honor to have the opportunity to chat with a few of you on the phone. It's complimentary, no obligation. And especially for WFYL listeners.
Oh, that's great. So they can contact you through your website. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So keep going. Tell us more, Mari.
So, what, you know, people, I like to leave you inspired, which sometimes it's hard to do, right?
Yeah. They're like, now you burst my bubble with the Raisin
that.
Brand.
Exactly.
Okay.
But an alternative that my favorite alternative is a green smoothie. And I'm gonna explain why. A wholesome green smoothie instead of the cereals that would add fiber, real fiber from plants, plants that are not nothing that has to be processed like whole grain, live enzymes. Plants have live enzymes in them. When we eat them, those live enzymes come and they clean our cells, or my favorite word, detoxify your cells. And vitamins, of course, vitamins that have not been depleted, nor have they have been pasteurized, like orange juice. That the orange juice that you buy is basically water with sugar because they kill the enzymes. Sometimes they add vitamins, but You know, you can have a multivitamin. I'd rather have the vitamin from the fruit directly into my system first thing in the morning, because it is the first, is the most important meal in the day because we're fasting. And what I love is the feeling of life force energy, natural, into my body first thing in the morning, because it is the most important food. And it has to be light, because it's going to nurture me and it's going to give me the energy to continue during the day. And then 2 hours later, I have, you know, either oatmeal if I'm having, you know, a starch, or organic eggs. And, you know, I do eat, it's not all about the smoothie, but it, to start the day is really a good thing. And why a smoothie? A lot of people ask me, you know, I'd rather eat the fruit and the vegetable. I'd rather make a salad. So first thing in the morning, it's important to have this food pre-masticated for us.
What does that mean?
That means that when you put this food in the blender, it's going to be, the blender is pre-masticating the food for us, which is releasing the vitamins, the live enzymes, even the fibers, breaking it down so that it almost doesn't take any effort to digest. One of the things that is going to give us energy is not necessarily eating any food, is that, shortening the time of digestion.
Okay.
And it's a perfect way to start the day.
I always worry, does it take a lot of time to do? Does it taste good? My first concerns.
I think it tastes good, but, you know, it's going to taste like, I use a lot of lemon. Lemon is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory natural. And it tastes, I call it green lemonade. It tastes to me, imagine a green lemon. The thing is that it's green, and some people are like, ew, it's green. It is. But let me give you the recipe real quick. So you start with 1 cup of filtered water. This is not, you're not going to put milk or juice, or it's water. And just make sure it's filtered. And, I put, my recommendation is 1 head of romaine. If you don't have romaine, any other lettuce will do. And it takes me about 5 minutes from the moment I take everything out of the refrigerator to having the blender cleaned.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
I can do that.
Spinach is key, because then you go to the dark leafy greens. So whatever you have, if I have spinach, I do spinach, kale, collard greens, anything that is dark leafy green. And then I add a green apple or frozen berries, a banana or an avocado. Or all of that, depending on your goals, if you want to lose weight or not. And that's it. Ice, lots of ice. And then you taste it. And, of course, the lemon cuts the green flavor.
Okay.
And it tastes like a really tart, and you can adjust the sweetness with the fruit, like a tart lemonade.
That sounds wonderful. And I know you can find more recipes on Mari's Facebook and her website at streamlinedhealth.com. It's Mari Pizzotto, author of Gone in a Flash, and a wonderful health coach. Remember, a balanced life is a healthy life. Thank you so much, Mari.
My pleasure, as always. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great day, and I'm Renee with InTouch Marketing. Thank you.
Are you tired of being bombarded with confusing nutritional information? Are you tired of diets that don't work? Or maybe you're just tired of being tired? Well, I am here to help. I am Mari Pizarro, your detox mentor, and I have a gift for you. Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com, and there you will find a link for a free consultation, a menu makeover. What do you have to do? Go to my website at streamlinedhealth.com. Fill out the form, make the appointment, and have a call with me. Streamlinedhealth.com.
1, 2, 3. Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.